Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again. And as always, I greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. And oh, you know what I'm going to say next. In saying that, friend, I want Him to be yours. He can be yours. In fact, Luke 19 and 10 tells us that He came to be yours, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Well, I hope this finds you well. I know it finds you blessed. And I'm going to say something that my father-in-law, he's almost with the Lord at the making of this program for 20 years. Well, this next year, this year that we're in, it'll make 20 years. You know what he used to ask? When are you going to ask this preacher? When he would want me to ask, hey, ain't God good? And God is He not? God is good. Gives us so many blessings, undeserving is what I am, but God blesses us nonetheless, because that's who and what God is. I have opened my Bible to the book of Deuteronomy, the book of the second law. Now, it's not a change law, but it's a rehearsal of the law. And God, through Moses, is speaking to the second generation of children that came out of the land of Egypt. And in chapter 1, I'm going to read a verse of Scripture and take a text from that passage and preach a message that I pray. Oh, how I pray it will be a blessing to you, that it will be a help to you. I know God's laid it on my heart. It's a text that I've had for quite some time now. And it's amazing how the Lord gives a man messages. Sometimes He'll give a man a message before He gives him a text. He'll give him a text before He gives the message. It's just wonderful to have God to deal with your heart and with your spirit so that men might be blessed and God might be glorified. But before I do the message, as you know, Debbie's got a song she's going to do for us, and I believe it goes right with the message. The title of the song is Just Around the Bend. And all friend, listen, we're going somewhere. We just need to make sure we're going the right way. Hey, enjoy the song. If you want any of these programs or projects, all you gotta do is let us know. We'll get back to you. Return mail. Enjoy.
I've heard of a land that's waiting just beyond the river. I've heard of a land that one day I will see. And I know that soon, and very soon, I'll take my journey to spend eternity. Just around the bend, just around.
like that, don't you? Hey, something's waiting for us. Something's waiting for us in eternity. And listen too, friend, just around the bend here in this life, if you make up your mind, if you make the right decisions, if you decide that you're going to start and move from where you're at to another place, oh, there's just something around the bend. Thank God. Thank you, Debbie, for that great song. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 1, the fifth book of the Pentateuch, the fifth book of the Torah, the fifth book of the Bible, the Word of God says this. Now, these be the words which Moses spake unto all Israel on this side Jordan, talking about on the east side, before they crossed Jordan to come in to possess the land. They were in the wilderness, in the plain over against the Red Sea, between Paran and Tophel and Laban and Hazeroth and Dizahab, easy for you to say, right? And there are 11 days' journey unto Horeb by the way of Mount Seir unto Kadesh Barnea. And it came to pass in the 40th year, in the 11th month, on the first day of the month, that Moses spoke unto the children of Israel, according unto all that the Lord had given him in commandment unto them, after he had slain Sihon, the king of the Amorites, which dwelt in Heshbon, and Og, the king of Bashan, which dwelt at Ashtaroth in Edrea. On this side Jordan, in the land of Moab, began Moses to declare this law, saying, now watch this, the Lord our God spake unto us in Horeb, saying, ye have dwelt long enough in this mount, turn you and take your journey and go. I want to talk to you today out of that seventh verse where he said, turn ye, take your journey and go. I want to talk to you for a little while about this. It's time to move on. It's time to move on. Now, I don't doubt in my mind at all the Holy Spirit of God speaking to me. Listen, that has touched some folks listening to this old country preacher in a mighty way. I mean to tell you, friend, listen, it just shocked your being, it stirred your heart, it provoked your mind, and you know in your heart, sir, you know in your heart, ma'am, that this message is for you, that God is speaking to you. Now, I don't know you, have no idea who you might be, I have no idea what your past is, but thank God, if you be obedient to God, if you hear the Spirit of God, if you just decide to move on from the place that you're in, the place that you've been in for far too long, so that you might go in and possess what God has promised you, what God has waiting for you. Whoa, friend, listen, it'll be a wonderful experience, really not, but it is time. You'll have to admit it's time to move on. And now look, the children of Israel had been out of Egypt at this time about 40 years. God had delivered them by the blood of the Lamb. He had taken them through the Red Sea and allowed that great nation to see all their enemies slain in that Red Sea the night that they were pursued by Pharaoh and his army. God had brought them, friend, through and allowed them to drink of the water that came out of the rock. God had led them to a place where that in type they came under the shadow of Calvary, if you allow me to say it that way. And here they are, after that they had been to this place, Kadesh Barnea, some 38 and few months, years prior to this, and because they failed to believe God, because something happened, because they chose to become overcome versus becoming overcomers, they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. I mean to tell you, that wilderness of death, that wilderness of depression, that wilderness of disobedience, I mean they were made captive, bless God, of their own choices. They were made captive of a lack of faith or a lack of trusting in God and of the Word of God and the God of the Word. But oh, sir, ma'am, isn't it time today? Isn't it time right now that you just move on? Isn't it time that you just simply move from the wrong place to the right place, from a place that really you're miserable in, a place that that you've not been blessed like God wants to bless you for a long time? Now listen to what I'm going to say. I don't know what's got you in this place. I don't know what your past is. I don't know what your hurt is. I don't know where you fell. I don't know where somebody failed you. I don't know the problems that you faced. I don't know the disappointment that you had. I don't know any of that. I don't know how you fail. I don't know when you fail. I don't know where you fail. But listen, I know this. Although I don't know the hurt, although I don't know how you were knocked down or who knocked you down, I don't know how you got stuck in this place. And I've been stuck in places before that are no good. I don't know what you're trying to avoid. I don't know what experience you're hoping that you'll never have to face again. But I'm going to tell you something. Bless God, moving on from the place you're in to the place that God has promised, the place that God said He'd meet you in, the place that God said I'll bless you in, is much better than where you've been. Oh, look, I know you've got deep wounds. I know you've got scars that you could show me. If we were talking, I know you've got a story to tell. I know that you've got a memory. But oh, listen, isn't it time that you break free of the prison? Isn't it time that you get out of the net that the devil has spread for you? Isn't it time that you allow the grace of God to be proved to be mighty, the blessings of God to heal you, and the grace of God to keep you? Oh, isn't it time? Isn't it time to move on? Now, the children of Israel were at the foot of Mount Sinai. They had been there at the picking up of this reading for about a year. I mean, they had been blessed by God there. They had learned many lessons right there. But oh, it was time to move out. It was time to move on. Maybe you're somebody, you're just in a comfortable place. I mean, to tell you, you never think out of the box. I mean, you're just so negative against anything new. Oh, or going deeper, you won't risk anything. You won't change anything. Oh, can you imagine? Can you imagine what it's like, the view a little higher up on the mountain? Hey, can you imagine, bless God, that new spring that you'll find if you walk a little further in that valley that you're in? I'm telling you, God, listen, I told the children of Israel here while they were at the foot of Mount Sinai that it's time to move on. It's time to move out. It's time to move beyond. Now, they had been there at God's command. Do you hear? I mean, God had led them there. God had brought them to that place, and God had revealed Himself to them in mighty ways. But oh, there was a land of promise just across the river. There was a place, bless God, that flowed with milk and honey. Oh, yes, in that land there were giants. There were enemies to face. There were battles to fight. There were villages that are walled up. The walls looked like that they were so high that they reached to the heavens, to the sky. But oh, remember, sir, remember, ma'am, that God said, I'll go with you. I'll never leave you. I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. He said to Joshua in the next book to come, He said, listen, be encouraged. As I was with, be courageous. As I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. Isn't it time you move on? Isn't it time you get past that wilderness experience? Isn't it time you get beyond, bless God, what has brought you down, what has imprisoned you, what has locked you down, shut you up? Oh, friend, it's time to move on. And you say, how can I do that, preacher? Well, you know what? I want you to know, even great men and great women sometimes get stuck, do they not? Do you remember before I began to give you these little points for this message? Do you remember a man by the name of Elijah? Boy, he was a great man of God, was he not? I'm telling you, he was remarkable. Listen, I'm fascinated by his message. I'm fascinated by his miracles. I'm fascinated by this whole